Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this morning is the gospel lesson, which begins at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It really is all about the shepherd, isn't it? It really is all about Jesus. From beginning to end, from the beginning of our lives to the end of our lives, and every point in between, we are talking about Jesus. I sort through quotes from Luther week by week for our bulletin insert. This one is about the Holy Spirit, who seems to want to preach only one theme, and that theme, Jesus. Luther says, as if the Holy Spirit could preach nothing but the only Son of God, born of Mary, and as if that poor man, the Holy Spirit, knew nothing besides. This sounds very ridiculous to the sensible and wise of this world. As the poet says, a lute player who always plays only one little song is laughed at. Just so the world ridicules the Holy Spirit as a player able to strum on one string only. That's why, in our services, in our preaching, in our teaching, and we say, it is all about Jesus. We teach Bible study, and we say, Jesus on every page. This is the one lasting theme. And I can tell you, since my youth and growing into an adult, this has been the one theme that has slowly grown to crowd out so many other themes that there could be in life. So it is about Jesus and Jesus the Good Shepherd. I'm one who likes to pay attention to what's in the middle of the middle. I look at the Gospel of John and I see halfway through the Gospel of John, you come to John chapter 10, and there's this long section, 27, 28 and more verses, where Jesus talks about himself as the good shepherd. So in the middle of those verses is the center section, verses 11 to 18, where Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So it is focusing in tighter and tighter. This is what everything is all about. It's what the world is really all built around. It's not what the great leaders of the world, heads of state, might think the world is built around. No. It's not built around what the titans of industry, those businessmen, would think it was built around. No. It is not what the wise and educated, the great teachers in the history of the world, Socrates and so on, what they would think the world is built around. No. It is all actually built around Jesus, around Christ, and around, as Paul says, Christ crucified, Christ risen from the dead. So that's our focus. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. He is the only good shepherd. There is no other good shepherd like him. And he's not just a good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd who watches over his sheep, who knows every need, every prayer, every worry, every trouble, every hope, every joy that we experience and is there for us. And then comes the second sentence. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is where the whole thing runs off the rails, and it is no longer fitting the idea of, well, this is talking about God using an earthly image, and it really fits. No, no longer fits. Picture, if you will. A shepherd shows up for work one day. He's got his lunch pail and everything, checks in, and mentions to somebody, well, the plan for today is I'm going to go out there and die for the sheep. Well, how's that work? You plan to do this? And after you do this, what happens to the sheep? They're left helpless. Doesn't work. Let me push it a little bit more. See how much it doesn't work. Think of the farmer. Goes out to the field in the morning, mentions to his wife on the way out, I'm going to go out and I plan to die for the corn crop today. Yeah, you laugh because it doesn't work. Another direction. Think of the doctor. He goes to the hospital, checks in, mentions to somebody as he's checking in, well, plan today is I'm going to die for the sake of the patient. What? This Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is absolutely unique. He is the one of a kind. There is none other like him. Nobody else could actually do this and do it successfully, to lay down his life for the sake of the sheep. How he's able to do that, he tells us toward the end of the reading, I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. Oh. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. This charge I have received from my Father. And I mix some of the phrases there. But you see the plan. And this is the plan that was there, set in place before the first beginning of the creation of the world. It was always the plan. God knowing that Adam and Eve would fall into sin, that you and I, we would follow in the sin. Not just being born into it, but actually doing sin in our lives. And so become guilty before God and worthy of nothing but death and destruction. And so a good shepherd had to be put in place. Second person of the Trinity, God the Son of God, Jesus, get set to come into the world. From the beginning, this was the plan. So we get around to Christmas this year. And as Christmas morning dawns, realize that when Jesus was born, this was the plan. He was born for one purpose. To go to the cross, to lay down his life for you and me. Then on the third day to rise from the dead. To make us his sheep so that we might share in eternal life. That's the plan, and that's why Jesus says to his disciples, the Son of Man is to go up to Jerusalem to suffer many things and be killed and on the third day rise. This is right at the center of everything we are as Christians. And if you've been reading your Bible and you're finding other themes and are missing that one, Luther says, stop reading it. It's not doing you any good until you realize that this one theme is right at the center. See, the Bible is not, and Jesus is not, a teacher for how to live the more successful life. That's just not the purpose. And the Bible is not, and Jesus is not, the great teacher to teach you how to be moral and kind to your neighbor so we can have a kinder society. No, that's not the purpose. The purpose of Jesus, as I've said before, is not to improve sinners. What do you have when you improve sinners? You have more effective sinners. The purpose of Jesus is the dying and rising so that his people die and rise with him. And the gospel comes to us. The word of God grabs a hold of our souls and it changes us. And there's a dying of the old us and there is a recreating of the new us. And the new us is simply, what did Luther call us? What is the church? Sheep that hear the voice of their shepherd. That's us. Just that simple. And in being sheep that hear the voice of their shepherd, we are connected with Jesus. So the Word of God comes to us. That Word that comes from eternity. That Word that comes from before the first dust of creation. That Word of God spoken into our world. That Word of God that holds within it all the message of Jesus and who He is and what He has done. That Word of God that holds the cross and the empty tomb, the forgiveness of sins and life. That Word comes to us, grabs a hold of our souls and pulls and tugs at us, and we know that there is a good shepherd. We know that there is a Savior. And I go out into the world and you will find many people who try and ignore that fact. Oh, I don't need a shepherd. I'm good enough on my own. And then things happen. And all of a sudden when things happen, then more and more turn to God. We're watching that in our nation right now, as people who haven't prayed for years are turning to God in prayer. They're turning to God in prayer for the physical needs, and what God has in mind as they call out to Him is not only the answer to the physical needs, He has much more, a relationship that is for all eternity. The bringing of the soul into eternal life. So that the physical needs and the answer to those physical needs, temporary as that is, will not be just a thing that passes, but will be part of a relationship that goes on for all eternity. That's what the Good Shepherd does, is to call us into that relationship. So Jesus, as our Good Shepherd, He is everything to us. He is life, He is eternity, He is salvation, He is forgiveness. He is the care and love of God. He is heaven. He is the one who calls me to belong to Him, and in belonging to Him, to know that the endless years of eternity stretch out before me, and there is never a time when the love of God ever ends or turns away. That's what Jesus is to us. In Jesus' name, amen. In our prayers. And fourth, there is a request from the president to pray for those down in Texas affected by the storms. This is a good request. And so we do. Let us rise and go to our Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, great shepherd of the sheep, we come to You. We come to You with many petitions and for very many people. And first off, for those affected by the hurricane and by the flooding down in Texas and Louisiana and other parts, we ask for You to watch over them. Guard and keep, strengthen and encourage those who have lost much. Be the comfort of those who have lost loved ones. Give the blessing of letting this storm decrease more and more. And bless the work of those who seek to channel the waters, to rescue the people, to manage the power supply. Watch over the first responders, the police, the firemen, the medics, and over those who go out in the waters, in boats and in trucks, to search for their neighbors and bring them to safety. Bless your church, that calling on your name, living in faith toward you and in love for our neighbor, we may be lights shining for those who are facing darkness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to be with and watch over those who have lost loved ones, the families of Jake Lisher and Marvin Fannin, and watch over Paulina Eisenhower, to give your comfort and remind of your promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who call out for health and healing, we join our prayers to theirs and ask for you to guide the doctors and the nurses to bless and strengthen and heal, to strengthen these people in faith toward you. Watch over John, Frank, Diane, or Dwayne, Ken, Donna, Jared, Sharon, Ruth Ann, Molly, Kevin, Willeen, David, Dawn, and Vicky. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with those who are facing ongoing medical and personal problems, to be their daily strength, to call them close to yourself and speak again your promises of life and forgiveness. So we ask you to watch over Colleen, Jean, Amy, Tammy, Jean, Diana, Judy, Dina, Megan, Christine, and Rebecca. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with those who are homebound, to be their constant companion. Watch over Ruth Ann, Keith, Joanne, Charlotte, Doris, and Jean. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guard and keep our friends serving in the military. Watch over Kayla, Kayan, Christian, Jonathan, Abby, David, Brian, and Drew. Guard them and guide them each day. Protect them through times of danger. Watch over the leaders of our military, that they may be given your wisdom and that they may serve your kingdom as they serve our nation. Guide the leaders of our nation, our president, vice president, Congress, and judiciary, that they may be guided by your spirit, that we as a people may hear your word, and that led by you, we may be blessed and be a blessing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Watch over our missions and missionaries, Salam Christian Fellowship in their outreach to the Muslim community, People of the Book Lutheran Outreach in their outreach to the Muslim community, persecuted Christians around the world, and missionaries reaching into North Korea. Bless the words of your people. Bless them with your own words, so that the gospel may be heard and many souls come out of darkness and into light. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear us, Father, for we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels, archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. When we had wandered from your ways, you sent to us the great shepherd of the sheep, your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born for us, to carry our sins and present himself before you, to be the one sacrifice for the life of the whole world, to lay down his life and rise triumphant on the third day, gathering for you a people redeemed, to rejoice in your goodness and live in blessing forever. Now in this meal, as he gives to us his living body, risen from the dead, and his blood shed for us, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may eat and drink with faith in his words, and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Thank you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you in the true faith to life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen. And we sing. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fount and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your